Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Heston, you're just about to start your own series on SBS. We'll have a look into your world inside Heston. Can you talk to us about this TV series?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. When this is inside Heston's world, it's the world of moving the restaurant because there was lots of other things going on at the time. Having said that, it was such a huge job. No one's ever attempted this, has ever attempted it before. The Fat Duck here wasn't a pop-up. They built a restaurant in 7 months. We flew everybody out, every bit of equipment out. The planning, we had two sous chefs here for 2 months. In a kitchen, hoovering up ingredients, talking to farmers, going and visiting them, and just cooking. The amount of training that went into it. Crown Resort, I have been absolutely fantastic with the support for it. But everything from getting visas to training, one of the big things here with the duck was that the duck is much smaller than this. So if you have 17 courses, for example, each time you go to the table, you have to walk an extra 30%. That's 30% more time. So if the service takes 3 to 4 hours, say 4 hours, 30% of 4 hours, yeah, you're looking at a good hour on top of it. So that just the ergonomics of it.
The fact that you're opening your restaurant here outside the UK in Melbourne, does that say much about the quality of the produce and maybe the quality of the foodies here?
It wasn't because of the quality of the produce. Obviously, I'd known because I'd been here enough times before, I'd known the quality of the produce. It was the people. It was the people because I'd never seen a food explosion like this in Australia across the board. And because, I suppose, we're talking to people. Australia's the first country, really, that I've been to that I thought, oh, I could live here. Now, the biggest negative thing if you live here is it just takes a long time to get to other places, whereas when you're in the UK, you could probably go to France or Spain or Italy really easily. But the energy and the excitement, because they don't have the constraints of the structure of classical French cooking and the old-fashioned French element of French cooking is, you know, people like Ducasse have done a lot to change that. It's like Italian, right or wrong. Well, it can't be wrong. It's only wrong if it does you harm. Whereas in Australia, because they don't have that, they haven't had that historical kind of hold from French cooking, then they're more adventurous, got the produce, want to try new things, and seeing the team, you know, when you see the guys, you see the customers come in here rubbing their hands together with excitement, honestly, the boost it gives to all the guys here is just amazing.
Thanks, Heston.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying French culture, news and current affairs? Maybe you are learning French. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/SBS French or on Twitter where we are @SBS French. A bientôt!